Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. We're studying the book of Revelation. And today we're studying Daniel's 70th week. Because Daniel's 70th week is exactly the time of the tribulation as is pointed out and covered in the book of Revelation. So to understand Revelation, to understand the tribulation, you're going to need to have a background of Daniel's 70th week. So today, we're taking up where we left off tomorrow. We have shown how Daniel and the Hebrew children were taken into captivity. And we saw that the Medes and the Persians had overthrown Babylon, and that Daniel sought prayer for that overthrow. He saw that prophecy was being fulfilled, and he knew that the 70 years was up that God had prophesied in Jeremiah 25 and Jeremiah 29. He went to those scriptures and he sought prayer. He asked God for utterance, and God gave him utterance. And his prayer ends like this. Verse 16 of chapter 9 in Daniel. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I beseech you, let your anger and your fury be turned away from. Now we're going to see what his prayer is about. Your holy city, Jerusalem. Your holy mountain. That's the Temple Mount. Jerusalem and your people. Verse 17. Your sanctuary. Verse 18. The city called by your name, Jerusalem. And the people. And it ends with verse 19. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people that are called by thy name. He is speaking particularly about Jerusalem. He is speaking about the holy mountain. He is speaking about the Jews. Now, he's going to have an answer. Daniel chapter 9, verse 21. And now I'm reading from the Art Scrolls translation, which is a translation directly by the Hebrews into Hebrew, into English. Daniel 9:21. Still I was speaking in prayer, and the man Gabriel, whom I saw in the beginning vision, was lifted in flight, approaching me about the time of the afternoon offering. He made me understand and spoke to me, and he said, Daniel, I have just gone to make you skillful in understanding. At the beginning of your supplications, a word went forth, and I have come to relate it. For beloved are you. Contemplate the matter and gain understanding in the vision. Now he's prayed about Israel. He's prayed about his people. And here's his answer. Verse 24. 70 weeks have been decreed upon your people and your holy city. Now we studied the Shemitah cycles on Tuesday. The Shemitah cycles of years are weeks of years. 7 years makes up 1 week of years. And the seventh year, the year of rest, is the Shemitah year. So years themselves are divided into weeks of years. And when he speaks here, of 70 weeks. He doesn't mean 70 weeks, like 52 weeks is a year plus approximately 20 more, 18 more. No, he's speaking of weeks of years. 70 weeks have been decreed upon your people and your holy city. Now he lists what's going to happen in these 70 years that God's dealing with Israel. And I'm reading this, as I said to you, from a Hebrew translation. So they're going to get it right. They've been speaking Hebrew for several thousand years. Number one, 70 weeks have been decreed upon your people and your holy city. Number one, to terminate transgression. Terminated through atonement. They have a note by this. Number two, to end. Literally, it says, to make whole sin. In other words, to finish it among your people. Number three, to bring in everlasting righteousness. And of course, this will include bringing in their Messiah. Number four, to seal vision and prophet. This means to fulfill the promised prophecy. And number five, to anoint the Holy of Holies. This is the Holy of Holies in Ezekiel's temple, the millennial temple that's prophesied from chapter 40 on in Ezekiel. So these 70 weeks of years, all of these things are going to be fulfilled concerning Judah, concerning Jerusalem, concerning the Jews. They'll end transgression, make sin, it will be whole, ended. It will be terminated by atonement. That's number one. Everlasting righteousness will come in. The kingdom of the Messiah's kingdom will come. And all prophecies will be fulfilled to seal vision and prophet. And then they will anoint the Holy of Holies in that temple in Jerusalem. Now, Daniel 9:25, Gabriel still speaking, of course, to Daniel. And you should know and comprehend, from the emergence of the word to return and build Jerusalem until anointing the prince, Messiah the prince, will be 7 weeks. And for 62 weeks, it will be rebuilt, street and moat, but in troubled times. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah will be cut off and will be no more. The people of the prince who comes will destroy the city and the sanctuary, but his end shall come like a flood. Until the end of a war, desolation is decreed. He will strengthen a covenant with the great ones 1 week, and for half of the week he will abolish the sacrifice and offering, and upon soaring heights will make the abomination of declaration of desolation. I'm going to go back to the King James on this because I think you can understand it just a little bit better. He's going to explain to them the 70 weeks. He said, "Know and understand," verse 25, Daniel 9:25. "From the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks." So he is telling him here that there's going to come a command there, and there did come a command from Cyrus to rebuild Jerusalem. Actually, two commands came, so we're not sure exactly which one this is. But from one of those, as God counted the time that he was dealing with them, there would be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. 62 and then plus 7 is 69. Now, God's talking about 69 weeks of years. That equals 70 weeks of years equals 490 years. And 69 weeks of years equals 483 years, leaving 7 years or 1 week of years left over. God is going to deal with them in 70 years, and 70 weeks of years, 490 years. He's going to be especially dealing with them. Now, I'm a basketball fan, and depending on where you go, high school or college or pro, they're going to have quarters, and those quarters are going to be from 10 minutes, maybe perhaps 12 minutes. So let's say it's 10-minute quarters and you've got four of them. That's 40 minutes. You're never going to get out of a game in 40 minutes. You're going to be there 2 hours. Why? Because of things called timeout and because of free throws. And the clock stops. So in God's dealing with Israel in 490 years, it's divided up into sections when the clock stops. And he's not dealing so much directly with them, but he's dealing with the Gentiles or someone else. So the time that he is dealing to perfect Israel and bring them into that place where they will be the ruling city, the ruling peoples in the earth during the millennium, is 70 weeks of years or 490 years. It is divided up. 7 plus 62 is 69 weeks of years. 69 of the 70 weeks of years ran their course with the cutting off of the Messiah. You know, Jesus, he was cut off. He was dealing with Israel. He was offering with them a kingdom, but he was cut off. And in that cutting off is our salvation. There is a gap between the 69th and 70th year, which covers the dispensation of the body of Christ, the church age, or the church dispensation. The church was a hidden mystery in the Old Testament. It was not revealed until the revelation of the Apostle Paul. But though it was hidden in the prophets of the Old Testament, a time space was allotted for it. Between the 69th year and the 70th year, we are now in that time space. We are at the end of the church age. We're nearing the end of what was allotted in the space-time between the 69th and 70th years. The book of Revelation, the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, gives in detail what will happen in Daniel's 70th week. I read from Clarence Larkin. In chapter 4 of Revelation, the church is caught out and passes through the open door into heaven. Revelation 4:1. This is the rapture of the church as described in 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18. And from the 5th chapter to the 19th chapter of Revelation inclusive, we have a description of the whole of Daniel's 70th week, which covers the end time of this dispensation. From this we see that Daniel's 70th week, Jesus' Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24:1 through 35, and John's seals, trumpets, and vials from the book of Revelation cover the same period and are Jewish and have no reference to the Christian church. Daniel draws the outline in his 70th week. Jesus roughs in the picture in his Olivet Discourse, and John fills in the details in the book of Revelation. What Daniel convinces in one verse, John enlarges in the book of Revelation to 13 chapters. So tomorrow we're going to come back to this, but I think you can see so very clearly how you must understand Daniel's 70th week to know that it's the same period as the tribulation in the book of Revelation, and that the church is in heaven while it is happening on the earth. We appreciate your being with us. And if you live in California, we'll be right there with you in August 24th, 25th at Pastor Ray Gene Wilson's West Coast Believers. You can go online to westcoastbelievers.com and find out about that meeting that we'll be having out there. We are right now in Canada. And if you're there in Canada, Toronto, we'd be glad to have you come out to the meetings. Just go at billybrim.org and find out where we are and how to get there. And tell us you heard us on the radio. Remember, you can get these archives. Just go back to June, and it's clearly marked when we started the book of Revelation. Oh, it ended with Jesus is coming. And so we say, come, Lord Jesus. Shalom, shalom from Billy Brim.